thank you for tuning in to the Hub Show, presented by BDE Creative and Legit Media.
So we're here at the Hub Show, American Ale House, 49 South Potomac Street. Please come out here next weekend. We've got drink specials, $2.50 domestic drafts. We got $3 rail drinks. Every time the Eagles score, dollar shots. It's going to be awesome. Food specials, we got dollar hot dogs, $2 tacos, and $3.50 pulled pork sliders. $5 raffles, we're going to give away all kinds of Eagles gear. We got Super Bowl gear, NFC Eagles shirts, hats, towels, flag. We're going to be doing $100 cash prize every quarter, $200 cash prize at the end of the game if you want to buy some squares. The Hub Show will be reporting live. It's going to be fantastic. Y'all make sure you out here.
From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland, it's Hub City's own The Hub Show. Podcasting and broadcasting about news, views, local business and events, health, pop culture, everything and nothing.
All right, this is Jay Heisch with The Hub Show. I am down here at American Ale House in Hagerstown right here on South Potomac Street. And we're here for the Pro Bowl, gearing up for next week's big Super Bowl. New England Patriots versus the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm in Eagles land over here. This is all Philly up in this piece. I got our guy here, CJ, pro Eagles, right? Yes, you're decked out head to toe, Eagles. And we're having football talk here. We got Braden. All right, Braden. How old are you, Braden?
Seven.
You're seven? This guy's talking football like he's been playing for 17 years.
Let's say he's ahead of his years, though.
Ahead of his years. I'll tell you what. He's laying down stats.
He's blowing me.
He's blowing.
He knows more football than I do. That's
everybody here right now.
Braden, come over here. Hey, tell you what. Give him this.
Yeah.
Give him the mic. Oh, I don't have any slack. Hang on. Braden, hold the microphone. Yeah. Braden, so give me this. What's the deal? What's going to happen next Sunday? Let me hear it from you.
In the Super Bowl, or
yeah, next Sunday, ain't WrestleMania.
In the Super Bowl, I'm pretty sure. Honestly, I don't really know who might be winning this. It's
really?
Probably gonna be ending
the
up
toss
like
up?
A last second game winner.
Think so? Down to the wire.
I definitely
down to
that.
The wire.
Huh?
Is it gonna be down to the wire?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, but who are you rooting for?
The Eagles.
The Eagles. That's
smart
why you're
man.
In this building.
Smart man.
All right.
You're a smart man. That's a smart man.
American Ale House down here in Hagerstown, South Potomac Street, right across from Bulls and Bears, across from the library. You can't miss this place. It's going to be rocking next Sunday. Like I said, this is Eagles land. There's Eagles all over the place. We've got the inflatable. We've got the flags. The owner's from Philly, so you know what's up. Patriots fans, you guys are welcome, but I guess this is going to be bleeding green next week. So anyway. All right. Well, hey, Braden.
Yeah.
Are you going to be here next week too? Is he going to be here?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All
right, man. That's awesome. All right. I'll tell you what. Guess what? So CJ's here next to me. CJ is here. Pro Eagles. I got someone in the house. Drew. Even though he's wearing green, he tricked us. He's not a – wait. Who's your team, man?
I'm a Cowboys
he's
fan.
He's a Cowboys fan.
Anti-Eagle.
Anti-Eagle.
I will be rooting for the Patriots next week.
You will be. In here.
In here.
Up here in the Ale House.
Hey, man, I've been. I'm a Cowboys fan from the Philadelphia area. I've been fighting these guys my whole life.
All right. Okay. But you came here camouflaged. You're wearing green, so, I mean, it was smart.
Yeah, I mean, when you're around Eagles fans, you can't be a little too buoyant until it's time to be.
Gotcha.
Because they'll gang up on you.
Wait, but next week, you're going to be in here with – you going to be neutral? What are you going to be wearing?
I don't know what I'm wearing. I don't think I – because I can't
yeah.
– the cowboy in me won't allow me to wear anything Patriots.
I gotcha.
But
– yeah. Makes sense.
I definitely won't be wearing green. I can tell you that.
Won't be wearing green
I won't be
week?
Wearing green.
Okay. All right, we're going to get our girl Shay in here. She's my co-host. She's a Patriots fan. And if you listen to the podcast, she went at it last week with Jamira King, a diehard Philly boy, Eagles fan, all that. They went toe-to-toe on the stats and what's going to happen. Of course, he was jumping all down her throat about the referees and the treatment.
Right.
And so there's that going into this. We'll be discussing it again later this week on the Hub Show. But you're a Cowboys fan. Are you from Texas?
No, I'm not from Texas. Like I said, I'm from Chester,
around?
PA, right outside of Philly.
All right, outside of Philly, okay.
But we don't have a home team.
No.
My town doesn't have a team. There's no Chester anything. So
well,
I'm
no,
gonna like
but,
whatever I like.
Well, there's no Hagerstown or anything either. But
exactly.
I mean.
So you can like
that's
Redskins,
right.
the
that's
Ravens.
Right. You're free,
you can
you're
like
free to
the
be,
Cowboys
right.
or the Steelers.
Right. Well, we got Rod Irish in the house from the, and he's decked out in Steelers gear. So I mean, hey, uh oh, My microphone's kind of Steelers, too. So are my colors. Big Chuck noticed that about the Hub Show.
Oh, yeah. You know Pittsburgh's in the house.
Rod Irish.
Berg boy, bully.
Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh.
Steelers all day.
Steelers all day?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm going to be out here next week.
All day, but not next week. Okay. All right. But, hey, you know. I appreciate the yellow, black, and white. You know, there you go. The Hub Show.
I know you want to be a Steelers fan. It's
I don't
okay.
want to. I don't.
It's okay.
You know, hey, it is. I'm a neutral man, and I'm contemplating myself and my other co-host Chris being neutral and wearing referee shirts in here. But like CJ said, that ain't gonna fly too well, given the atmosphere with the referees in that game last week. So,
well, I tell you what, it's gonna be an awesome time out here next week at the American Ale House.
Yeah,
the beer is cold. The food is great.
That's right.
We got some great raffle prizes. Mm-hmm. We're gonna be doing the square Super Bowl squares. People will be making money out here.
Yep,
it's gonna be an awesome time. I hope everybody shows up. Anybody, tell your friends, tell your family, everybody come out here.
You gotta talk to the mic. You gotta talk to the mic. There you go. All right, that's cool, man. All right, yeah. Braden gave us a lowdown. He's all he wants that mic. So you got. You're in here for the Eagles, huh, Braden?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. What's up with the Pro Bowl? Are we even paying attention to this game up on the screen here or what?
Yeah.
Kind
pretty
of?
Sure NFC is going to be killing the AFC.
Right now it's 17-3. We're in the second quarter. Two minutes.
About to be in the third.
About to be, yeah. Who cares, right? It's just a Pro Bowl game.
Uh-huh. Now we have Alex Smith in instead of Ben.
Yeah.
And got Alex Smith in for the two picks that Ben threw.
Listen to this kid.
Mind blowing.
I bet you. I know. Wait until 10 years from now. Yeah? So, wait, are you a Steelers fan like your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not a football fan first before anything.
Well, yeah.
My whole
family's
honestly a Steeler fan.
You're a Steeler family? Steeler Nation? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You watch anything else, Braden? What other sports you watch?
I kind of watch basketball.
Kind of?
Yeah.
Who's your team?
No, man.
Who's your team? You have a favorite team?
Huh?
Do you have a favorite team? NBA?
No.
No?
Yeah.
You don't root for anyone in particular?
He didn't say Warriors.
Yeah, Warriors got over last night. I watched that game.
Oh, that was a good game.
That was down to the wire, man. Yeah.
It would be between the Cavs and the Warriors. Either the Cavs or the Warriors.
As your team? Probably. As your team?
I'm not looking like the Cavs right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my household, my son and my brother-in-law,
right?
They're huge.
Not, you know what I'm saying? They're not like they was last year.
It's Celtics in my house.
All these big names.
Yeah.
They got all these big names, but they're not doing anything with it, you know?
Who are you talking about? Who? What, who? Which team? The Cavaliers? The Cavs? Right.
How many games they lost? 11 straight out of 15? What, 11-game losing streak or something like that?
Yeah, something crazy like that. The big thing is Kyrie must not have been wrong.
I tell you right now, they regret trading Kyrie. I know that.
No, see, I got a problem with Kyrie because – what I heard, and this was from Stephen A., I heard Kyrie was going to front and get a knee surgery that he didn't even need just so that he could leave the Cavs. Nah, you don't do that. That ain't.
Go ahead.
But how can you be mad at him for that? Did you hear the other story about how the Cavs looked into trading Kyrie for Eric Bledsoe and look
George.
Though here's the thing though, LeBron's manager was doing the whole deal.
Wow, they didn't even know that. They even know
you know
that.
What I mean? So yeah, so you know, he got out of there. He got out of Dodge. He seen where it was.
It's
gotten
so
going.
Bad that Dan Gilbert wants to sell the team.
Hey man,
it's gotten that bad over there, man.
But you know what? I think LeBron will leave next year.
Think so?
Yeah, he's going next year.
He's gonna be a mercenary.
I just don't know where he's going to go. I really don't. He's either going to San Antonio or L.A.
Yeah, because Pop is a great coach, man.
He might want to go play with Pop, but he might want to go to Tinseltown, too.
Going to L.A. What, Clippers?
Nah.
No, he already said he ain't going to the Clippers.
Ain't going to the Lakers.
Why?
Because nobody want to go to the Lakers right now, too.
Nah, this will be the perfect time. It will be a perfect time for him. If LeBron won another ring, and he don't want to seem like they gonna say a KD, then he better go to LA.
LeBron is a superstar, and he want to be a superstar. And any team he goes to, he wants to run that show.
Wow.
Okay, I mean.
So unless a team is willing to let LeBron be the star that he is. And right now, as long as Lonzo's out there, there's no way.
Man, there's no team that's going to take, not even the Lakers, that's gonna let Lonzo Ball be the star over Bronny. It's not going to happen.
Nah, it's his dad that's the star of the whole team.
Nah, they don't even like LeVar.
Yeah, I know. Don't nobody like him. And that's why Bron ain't going out there. But I'll tell you this, though.
What's his name? His dad said something about LeBron's kids, and you know what I'm saying? He took that the hard way now.
Oh, I didn't know that. That could be.
Yeah,
NFL
he said
now.
He
okay.
threw some shots at his kids.
This is the thing, though. When you think about LeBron right now, and kind of in the twilight of his career, he's played with the best. He's got a couple of rings. Right now, it's all about legacy. He's made his money. He knows he's one of the best players ever in the galaxy, in the history of basketball. He wants to now play with the best coaches and the best teams. He wants championships.
Yeah, he needs those
rings. And to be
rings.
Able to play right now with one of the greatest coaches in NBA history, Popovich,
yeah,
I can see him going there. You know, you get Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi, you get yeah, you get him healthy, you know, and ball, man, I'll tell you, that's an easy championship. And that's the only team that's going to be able to compete with Golden State.
It's not going
to
be an easy championship. I'm going to tell you why it's not going to be an easy championship. Because bringing LeBron to San Antonio still doesn't clean up the mishaps that you have against Golden State.
True.
What if LeBron goes to Houston?
Yeah, what about Houston?
Now that would be interesting.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. I
he always wanted to play with Chris Paul.
Here's the thing, though. I can't. They don't. Matter of fact, they don't have the money for it, Brian. They don't have the money. They got James Harden and Chris Paul. It's over.
All right, look at that. I got co-host Chris Canfield just walked in. That's all good. It's all good. We went from football to basketball. We almost stayed on that. That'll be a couple months, right? We'll be in here doing that in about 2 or 3 months, man. And a little press conference here with two mics in my hand. Yeah. We're down here at the American Ale House. South Potomac Street, Hagerstown, you can't miss it. Lots of stuff going on next week for the Super Bowl. And we'll be right back.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right, the Hub Show. I am back, Jay Heiss. So we're into the fourth quarter with 3 minutes and 46 seconds to go with the Pro Bowl. It's 23-17. The NFC is up. Really, who gives a shit? Anyway, hey, co-host Chris Canfield has joined me here at the American Ale House on 49 South Potomac Street here in Hagerstown. We're gearing up for next week's Super Bowl party. Yeah. And, yeah, so Chris is back.
Right? You have to pardon my... lack of speaking. I think I got an ear infection.
Chris.
Woke up with a sore on the side of my tongue, and I don't know what the hell's going on.
I don't
want
to know what that came from.
Yeah, I need to start sleeping on the right-hand side of the bed instead of the left.
Just roll over, dude.
It's gravity. I think the infection is gravity-based.
Right. There you go. Well, listen, we had some cats here talking up the football. Eagles guy, CJ was next to me. Drew, right there in the green, wearing Eagles colors, is actually a Cowboys fan. Doesn't care the way. He hopes the Patriots win.
Yeah, I heard him talking over here earlier. He was like, you guys. But he's wearing Eagles colors. So I was
he walked in here, I assumed. But then he told me straight up. He's a fan of what Shay calls the Cowgirls. So there's another argument waiting to happen, right?
And where's Shay at today?
Shay's not here today. She didn't want, not too many people are in here today, but, you know, next week is going to be off the charts.
Shay's afraid to walk into the wolf's den, isn't she?
I don't think she's afraid.
You don't think
she's
afraid?
From what I understand, a lot of her friends are going to be in here next week, so she'll be in good company, but she might, I'm curious how many Patriots fans are actually going to be in here next week. This is Eagles country. There's Eagles on the wall. Yeah. There's an inflatable Eagles player over here, like a Macy's balloon.
Yeah, he's like a 10-foot.
And then I got warned that you and I should not be wearing referee shirts because there's a big brouhaha about the referees and the Patriots right now. So
right? Yeah, conspiracy theories.
I guess I'll just wear my hockey jerseys and call it a day.
What the hell's going on with conspiracy theories and the Patriots?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, these people belong on Rogan's podcast.
They do, but lots of them. But then my boy Terrence here is decked out in New York Giants gear. So, they're sticking to their... Yeah. Sticking to their teams, I got to respect that. But he'll be here next week as well.
Yep, and I don't like I'd like to say that I'm a Redskins fan, but you know, it's been a long time since Joe Gibbs was running the gambit. So
right,
you know, and we do nothing but like what my boy over here said. We do nothing but make bad decisions. You know, let's get us a running quarterback and then hope he doesn't break his leg
right
at some point. Like, that's just stupid, right?
Right.
So whatever. I don't even have a team. There's no team spirit left. It died back in 1992. Yeah. I think I had some Redskins gear when I was a little kid.
Back in the day?
Yeah, yeah. When I was like, you know, seven, yeah, 8 years old, knee
right,
high.
Right, right.
Knee high to a donkey or whatever the fuck you want to be knee high to.
I couldn't tell you, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
I got money riding on the Patriots because I do like money.
Well, of course you do. So you got money?
Yeah, yeah.
So you'll be here next week?
Yeah, just
amongst all these Eagle fans.
Lewis York, I got 20 bucks with you. And John Wyand, I got 50 bucks with you. I'm making it official right now. This is the recorded handshake.
That's it.
That's what's happening.
How much money is that now? What do you got riding on this?
70 bucks.
All right.
Yeah.
You're gonna be a rich man next week,
right? I got the Patriots by 10. So what I'm thinking is gonna happen is, mm-hmm. you know, we're gonna roll into like the fourth quarter, and right. it's gonna be somewhere around even, right?
Yeah. And then boom.
And then
Belichick will play one of his plays. And
yeah. Right. The Pats are gonna have to get. They're gonna if they get like. If they get a field goal or a touchdown, they're going to have to get something else to cinch it.
Right, right, right.
To lock it in at the end. So I'm going plus 10.
Plus 10.
Plus 10 for the Patriots.
Okay. You heard it here first, Chris Canfield.
All right.
Yeah, the unsports pro nuts over here.
Right.
Jay Heisch and Chris Canfield talking it up.
Yeah.
These guys are over here arguing about football. I don't even want to know what they're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. How about talking about tennis earlier?
Tennis, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
How about
yeah.
that?
It's like ping pong, except you just stand on the table.
That's awesome. What other sport awesome. Can you do that in, right?
Right.
I tell you what. Hey. So people are clapping hands.
Right.
Pro Bowl's going on. Fourth quarters. 2 minutes, 50 seconds left. 23-17 still. The AFC is the red team. The NFC is the blue. You know, because this is audio in case you're actually listening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you want to hear the play-by-play,
yeah.
then you're going to have to watch it again.
Right.
Which I don't think anybody's ever going to do.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to be here at the beginning of the Super Bowl. We'll be here at halftime of the Super Bowl. We'll be, of course, at the end. We'll be on the air as this game comes to an end.
Are we going to do like a halftime show? How's
it working? You can do that, Chris.
Yeah.
Knock yourself out.
Hey, we're during the halftime show.
Yep.
We got to talk to Shay about this. But
sure.
I'm going to challenge her to a paper football game during the halftime show.
Right here on this table.
Right here on this table in front of us. And we can put money on that, too. There's going to be a paper football game going down.
Well, we got to let Shay answer that. So tomorrow night when we record the Hub Show podcast, we will have Jameer King back on. Eagles, diehard Eagles fan, diehard Philly. Philly in the blood. He'll be here next week on Super Bowl too. So we're gonna have Shay, Jameer, and they're gonna be in here.
Yeah,
we
need to get people like huddled around this table like it's an old school craps game.
It's been like that
like
all night.
We're shooting dice.
We were actually here talking about hip hop for about a good hour and a half. No one's even paying attention to the silly game on the TV, man.
I know, right?
Crazy.
Everybody had so many opinions on hip hop.
Yeah,
I tried to get my 2 cents in, but I think I only got about a cent and a half.
About that, if you're lucky.
Everybody's
yeah,
on that.
Everyone's on that, but yeah. So, American Ale House, 49, South Potomac Street. Lots going on. Giveaways. And what's the deal with every time the Eagles score, what happens?
Every time the Eagles score, they're giving dollar shots. So, let's hope that the Eagles
score
a lot.
Is it
going to
be a drunk house or it's going to be a sober house?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what side of the house I'm going to be on.
Right, yeah. $1, what? Fuck it. There you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Maybe I can bring somebody with me who doesn't drink, and I can drink their drinks every time the Eagles score.
Sure, here's your dollar, right?
Because I want the Pats to win, but I want my shots too.
Yep.
You know, so.
There's gonna be a big crowd here next Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, 2018, American Ale House, 49 South Potomac Street, Hagerstown, Maryland, and they're still over there fighting about football.
Right.
They're like 2 feet away from us, but. They're just going at it. One guy has a Steelers
shirt. Yeah, this guy's got.
Still.
He's got his. He done took off his jacket. He's got his hands flying around.
Yeah, this is.
He's talking with his hands.
Yeah, he's a very French. That's the guy in the Giants gear. Terrence Moore. Terrence Moore, Rod Irish is here. CJ.
Somebody just threw a croissant at somebody.
Right. I don't want it. Here we go. No, no, they're back to talking basketball now. They've gone from football to basketball.
Oh, wow.
I'm doing color commentary on the four brothers over here talking sports.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, we don't even watch the game.
One guy moves in, they get close and talk, and then they move back. Then the chairs start flying. I'll let you guys know.
Right.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of talking with their hands.
A lot of talking with their hands. Here we go. And they're getting louder. Interesting.
You know what? I don't like basketball. I'll just throw this out there.
You don't like
I don't like basketball because there's too many fouls. I don't really understand the rules of the game.
Really? Yeah, that's true. There's
you're watching it, and then they blow the whistle, and then you're like, what was that all about?
Yeah, they get two shots.
And it happens like every single time they run the ball back and forth. If you create a game where fouling is a part of the strategy of the game.
Right.
You know, hey, we can win this if you run down court and get fouled and we got 3 seconds
left on
the clock.
That's what they do. That's strategy.
That's horrible strategy.
If you run into the other guy's elbow, I mean, it's his fault.
Yeah, that's why do you have a game that revolves around fouls?
Right.
That's stupid.
Foulskitball.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's retarded.
You can tell me and Chris are a bunch of sports nuts, can't you? As we rip this stuff apart. I mean, I'm a hockey fan. Hockey, to me, I don't understand why more people don't watch hockey. A lot of people do. I don't understand why it's not more popular.
Right,
I mean, no out of bounds.
Yeah.
Well, fights.
I went to a hockey game a couple months ago. Caps game? Went to a Caps game a couple months ago, and they broke out into a fight there on the ice.
Yeah.
And I was like, while I was watching, I was like, they really just let these guys go.
Until they hit the ice, they break it up. But it's on them to do it. Get the tension out.
Yeah, the ref just sits there and watches. He doesn't try to get in the middle.
No.
They just let him go.
To the ground, then they break
it up. Do you think they do that for an entertainment factor?
Yes,
like they're trying to bring in people to watch it?
No, in the 90s, they tried to. They stopped it. They wanted to be more family friendly. Remember the Anaheim Ducks and all that stuff.
Yeah.
They were trying to bring in a new crowd, new audience, and then they stopped the fights. And people were like, no, that's just hockey tradition, man. We fight.
Yeah.
That's what we do. So they brought the fights back. They stopped the fights once they hit the ground.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they can pull shirts off and just go at it, knock the other guy's helmet off. It's great. And both guys go to the penalty box and they get what's called a power play.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's great.
Yeah, the power plays.
The power plays are awesome when you got five on three.
Right, the power play is better than the fight.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the sport. No out of bounds.
Yeah.
I mean.
I remember the first play that I ever saw that got me into hockey.
Right.
I was like sick, got tired of watching Price is Right, because that's what you watch when you're sick,
Come on down.
Yeah, I was laying on the couch and I was like turned on a hockey game and the Caps were on and it was a power play, and it was right at the end of the power play, and the guy stepped over the barrier to and he had 1 foot on the ice, and one foot was still coming over the wall. Somebody passed him the puck, and he slammed it in the fucking goal.
Yeah,
from like halfway down the
That's
fucking
fun,
thing.
Man.
I was like, wow, that is the greatest fucking
good
thing
times,
I've ever seen
man.
In my life.
That's good times.
Yeah,
hockey games are awesome, man.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, but. Here we are at the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, right?
Timeout is tied. 23-23 with a minute 31 on the clock.
All right. The game that nobody cares about.
Not even these guys here. They're still fighting about the same thing, man.
Right. Yeah.
Just talking about basketball
This is just the filler game between what counts and what doesn't count.
Right. Yeah. Super Bowls.
Right.
Yeah.
Does anybody in the Super Bowl play in the Pro Bowl? That's a good question.
That's a good question.
I would I would not want
to break up their basketball talk.
Right? I would not want any if I was Bill Belichick, I would not want any of my players playing in the Pro Bowl.
I doubt it. I would not either, man. Why risk it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's get some answers.
Right.
We'll
figure it all out next week.
No, we'll get some answers here. Hang on. These guys are professionals. They know their shit. Let's find out. Hang on.
All right. Who are we calling over here?
All right, I got Rod Irish is back here. Okay, this game is gone. Now the AFC, the red team is up 24-23 with 36 seconds on the clock. Less than that, he's counting down. Rod, what happened?
Oh, man, it was fantastic.
Once again,
Pittsburgh comes into clutch. We down by six.
Right.
And it was a combination of Cam Hayward and Von Miller. Got the strip sack.
Right.
And we put this game away. AFC, number one, always. We rushed.
You made it happen at the very end, right?
You know it, man. It was a great game.
I hope it's not a sign of things to come.
Man, wait till next year, man. Still a Super Bowl all the way, bro.
All right. Well,
that was a great game, though. AFC. We got to run. You know, this was a great game. The Pro Bowl the last couple of years has been a little suspect, and I'm glad to see that the talent showed up today. They was hitting hard. They was playing hard. They actually looked like they practiced today. So. Okay. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good game. I can't wait for the Super Bowl, though, man. I can't wait.
This place is going to be nuts, isn't it, next week?
It's going to be insane. American Ale House, man. We got everybody got to show up. It's going to be great. I love the atmosphere.
It's going to be great, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, hey, come on down. We'll say it once again. American Ale House, 49 South Potomac Street.
Great food.
Great food. Lots
cold
of
beer.
Dollar shots when the Eagles score.
It's going down.
Let's see how many shots get put out next week.
You know it. You know it. Looking forward to it. All right. You guys is great. Appreciate y'all.
The Hub Show will be here having some fun pregame, halftime, and postgame. And,
represent.
Rod will be here. A lot of people will be here. Terrence made his way here. CJ will be back. Drew will be in here. Lots of people will be in here.
Yep.
Shay will be
jerseys.
Here. Jameer will
jerseys.
Be here. Come with your jerseys. Eagle fans, this is Eagle Land. Yeah. Chris wants to do a paper football game at halftime and
nice.
Put some money
in.
On that.
I'm in with
You're
you.
In with that right here on this table,
paper,
dude.
Paper football game, Shay. It's on.
There you go. You heard it, Shay. The challenge has been placed. All right.
I'm going to bring my son with me, too.
Hey, Braden, you're back.
Your boy, Braden. AFC, we won. How you feel about that game?
Pretty exhausted from watching it, honestly.
Yeah, he's got the Def Leppard going on in the background and everything, man. Victory music. There we go. All right.
Much love.
All right, we're going to wrap it up here. Hub Show. American Ale House. Rod Irish is in the house. Chris Canfield's in the house. Braden is in the house. Everyone will be in the house next week, and they'll have some good times. 49 South Potomac Street, Hagerstown, Maryland. Lots of giveaways, raffles, and again, dollar shots every time the Eagles score. So bring yourselves down. Have a good time. Let's enjoy good eats, good drinks, good times here are going to happen to American Ale House right here in Hagerstown. The Hub Show is staying out of here. Keep your head up, Hagerstown. Let's do it.
You've been listening to The Hub Show from Hagerstown, Maryland. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything local you need to know with your host, Jay Heisch. Join us on our next podcast coming soon.